Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we talked about it in a million different ways, and we will again tomorrow because it's a pretty big game on Saturday night, Oregon and Penn State. One of the angles of this game that does make it really interesting is the level of NFL talent that is on the field. And let's talk a little bit about that with Dane Brugler of The Athletic, and he had a great piece up that you can go find, basically highlighting all the guys who are going to be potentially first-round draft picks and guys that might be going to the next level. Dane Brugler joining us now of The Athletic, and you can give him a follow on Twitter, at DP Brugler, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. Dane, good morning to you. When you look ahead, like not even just this year's draft, maybe this is too complicated of a question to answer, but if you combine some of the younger players on each side of the ball, how many future first-round picks are we thinking have, or guys have the potential to be future first-round picks playing in this game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking double digits. And that's when we talk about, you know, some of the games Ohio State plays and some of the games that Georgia plays. And whenever we get a matchup like that, we see it's almost like an NFL scout convention because they want to get eyes on these players. And Oregon going to Penn State, this is one of those games. Oregon, with the way that they've, especially under Dan Lanning, the way that they've acquired talent, developed talent, they're big in NIL, where they're going to spend money to get guys, get talent. And then with Penn State, they always develop athletes. And so these are two programs that have produced a lot of NFL talent traditionally, but also recently here the last few years. And I think it starts with the quarterbacks. This is a headline game for both quarterbacks. You know, on one side, you have more of the unproven quarterback in Dante Moore, who has been lights out throughout the first few weeks of the season. But it's fair to say the competition has not really been to the point where you feel comfortable that he's truly been tested. Penn State will change that, especially in that environment, on that stage, the whiteout, going up against a defense with several future pros. This will be a much better test for him. And then on the flip side with Drew Aller, a guy going into his third year as a starter, teams are really wanting him to take that next step. And, you know, this is Penn State. They went to the playoff last year, won a few games. Drew Aller has a lot of things to be excited about with him at the next level. But going and making a statement in a game like this against a really good Oregon defense, that would carry a lot of weight.
Dane, I love the work that you do, and I'm just curious, when you first heard the name Dan Lanning, as just whether it was an assistant or when he got the Oregon gig amongst maybe NFL people in college football, when you're really evaluating prospects, and how much in his short tenure he's elevated Oregon as one of maybe the premier programs that NFL scouts are always on alert for, given the amount of talent coming out of there.
Oh yeah, I knew of him at Georgia, but you know, you never know. A guy who doesn't really have that head coaching experience moving up to be a head coach at a premier program, there's always a little bit of unknown there. And credit to Dan Lanning, because I think he is a really good example of what a program builder is. It just in terms of, because it's not just about recruitment, It's about development. And in today's world, retaining those guys, which is not always an easy thing to do. As a motivator, his players, former players, they always talk about him, the connection that he makes with his players, just, you know, not only on game day, getting him hyped up, but throughout the week, and understanding, there's an understanding there of, okay, this is what we need to get the best out of ourselves. And so, yeah, Dan Lanning, I think, has been a name that even pops up when, you know, NFL jobs come open, as a guy that, you know, just to keep on the radar. And I give, it was something that I don't think, you know, head coaches get enough credit for, is the support staff as well. You know, to bring in a guy like Will Stein, and, you know, to for him to run the offense, and what that has meant for the success of this team. That's a, you know, huge part of a head coach's job, is to make sure the assistants are the type of coaches that are going to get their players in the best possible position. Dan Lanning's done a tremendous job doing that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're talking with Dane Brugler of The Athletic. And go give him a follow on Twitter at DP Brugler, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. His piece out earlier this week. You can check out Building the Beast, Oregon Penn State set for the NFL prospect showcase on Saturday. And you mentioned Aller and Moore. I'll hold my next question for a little bit later. I am curious, where are you at on Drew Aller? I don't know how to feel about him. The size, the metrics, like all that stuff looks great if you build it in a lab. And then you watch him, and there's times that I don't understand it. Where are you at on Drew Aller? And especially with the start that he's off to, where at times their offense has been incredibly clunky. How big is a big game for him on Saturday night?
It's pretty substantial, because Aller's a player who had obviously a five-star guy, so had a lot of hype coming in. And he took a big step between his sophomore year and his junior year last year. It wasn't always perfect, but he took a big step. And that's what you want to see from quarterbacks. So this year, scouts want to see him take another step now as a senior. And this is going – the first three games, it's been fine, but he has four passing touchdowns, hasn't lit the world on fire. And so this is the type of game at home against a premier opponent where we want to see him take that next step. The size is outstanding. The arm strength is terrific. I really like the way he can read out the entire field. But I think the biggest area of concern that scouts are looking for is they need to see better rhythm with his footwork, with the way he moves in the pocket, and then the way he executes down the field in his progressions. And so that rhythm, the footwork, that's where my eyes will be on with Drew Aller. But like, this is a quarterback class that is just thirsty for a quarterback one. right. there's a lot more excitement for this quarterback class compared to last year, just because there's a lot more names, a lot more potential. But who's the real quarterback one this year? Arch Manning has, you know, obviously he's not ready for that. Dante Moore, the way he's played, I mean, I don't want to, have Oregon fans worrying about losing him after only 1 year as a starter. But the way he's played so far, that's at least that, you know, he's going to be in those conversations. Drew Aller's in that conversation as well. And I think my biggest thing is with these quarterbacks, if I've learned anything doing this the last almost two decades, is just to keep an open mind. You know, Joe Burrow went to the NFL after his third year. He would have been a third or fourth round pick. Jaden Daniels, after his third year at Arizona State, he would have been a fifth round pick. You know, guys, especially a quarterback, they get better. They, you know, that there's no substitute for experience. experience. And so for both Alar and for Dante Moore, the experience of this type of game, this type of stage, that'll go a long way for their development the rest of the season.
It's an interesting matchup because the big uglies on both sides of the trenches have some pretty notable names, as you guys put in the article. I love tasty matchups when you have NFL talent against NFL talent. Like, one that I think will eventually be NFL talent against NFL talent is not one we'll see. Like, A.J. Harris, as you know, could be the first Penn State cornerback ever taken in the first round, and he's going to go against Corian Moore, who's not eligible for the draft yet, but it's still a really exciting matchup. What is one with two NFL guys that you think are going to be in the draft this year that you're just fascinated to see? How does this guy do against that guy?
I'm looking at both left tackles. I think that for scouts' purposes, you know, we know the NFL wants offensive linemen. All 32 teams need more depth on the offensive line. Both these teams have really talented left tackles. Isaiah World for Oregon, Drew Shelton for Penn State. Both these guys have the size. They have the movement skills. I really like their athleticism. They get themselves out of compromised positions, that initial quickness, they close space on defenders. But both of these guys have had some pretty bad losses so far in the 2025 tape. It has been far from perfect. And obviously, World coming over from Nevada, you know, a new system, new offense, new teammates. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. But this is the type of matchup against Denai Dennis Sutton for Penn State where, you know, you better be on your P's and Q's to make sure you stay in front of him and shut down any type of edge presence. And it's the same thing with Drew Shelton. You know, we know what Oregon's defensive line can do. And so this is that's going to be, you know, the game inside the game. The quarterbacks are going to get most of the headlines. But I'm really focused on these left tackles, too, to see if they can hold up on the edges and give their quarterbacks time to make plays down the field.
Yeah, it's a great point. You can even look at last year's matchup. I'd argue Connolly and the way that he played against Abdul Carter ended up having a huge impact on him going in the first round because he was outstanding in the Big Ten championship game. Go check out the piece on The Athletic. It's a really fun read if you're looking at the NFL side of this. Building the Beast, Oregon-Penn State set for NFL Prospect Showcase on Saturday night. It should be a ton of fun. And give them a follow on Twitter, at DP Brugler, NFL Draft Analyst for The Athletic. Dane, thanks so much for the time in Portland, man. Enjoy the game Saturday, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.